Hour number four, hashtag fastest 4 hours in radio, is upon you and it is upon us. It's J. Martin Ramon here on 104.5 The Zone, along with 11-year NFL veteran Ramon Foster and 13-year disc golf champion Jonathan Schaefer.
Yeah.
Beast with the Innova. I'm Jason Martin. We're on Twitter at J. Martin and Ramon. Picture me polling. More FaceTime last night. Al Leiter or Jack Leiter? Leiter had 15 strikeouts in 8 innings, pitched about 1,000 balls. They still lost as good as he pitched because NC State was just a little bit better. Tennessee plays today against Texas. One of those teams won't be playing again. Yeah. The milk is right here.
The milk's gone back.
Speaking of milk, top observation from John Michael Jay.
Let go.
Presented with absolutely no context. Milking cows is quite therapeutic.
What?
Apparently that was a discussion that was happening in our Twitch chat room this morning.
Get out of here.
We're on Twitch, by the way. We're also on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Periscope. It may have been a YouTube deal, and we're just seeing the chat streaming. But yeah, milking cows is quite therapeutic.
Who's far sender? What are you talking about? Wife's side of the family already planned out an evening for the
4th. Talking about July the 4th. I don't think he was invited, though. So.
Okay. Who's milking cows for therapy, man?
Well, there is like the goat. There's a deal with goats. Not necessarily milking them, but having them stand on
goat
you and doing yoga. Yeah.
Dawn Davenport, Dawn, we can have her on the show and talk about that.
What side of town does Dawn live in?
It's not a Brentwood. Well, she does live in Brentwood, though.
It's Brentwood Living. What are you doing? Why are you pointing at me?
Because we
stop
on the same
touching the glass, man.
I'm not going to touch this glass. I'm touching the glass.
Stop it.
Shafe's got to call us, collect, to talk
get
to us.
Get a sticker.
I don't know. I'll find something.
All right. We don't have time for this.
We got all the time.
Kayla Anderson coming up next segment. Auntie Kayla. Birthdays, Moan.
2K Beezy telling me he used to be a nice person. Stop.
We have so many birthdays. We're just opening the fourth hour with it.
Let's go.
Chris Christopherson is 85.
Sounds like he was a contestant on Slumdog Millionaire. Right.
Too slow.
That was good right there. That was the right answer.
Was the wrong answer. He was a singer and an actor.
Incredibly wrong.
He did two things. What? You named neither of them.
Tell me what he did.
He was a singer and an actor.
I thought he was into something. Like, that's it? Not a top 10 song?
One of America's great songwriters.
Yes.
What?
Seriously.
Okay, do we recognize the songwriter or the actual singer?
He sang also.
I mean, he had songs that were performed by others that were bigger hits, but he also performed those songs too.
He's not really the star, is what you're telling me.
Well, but he was a star actor too.
So he's the Vandy Whistler and not the actual players on the field.
No, I wouldn't say that. Okay. No.
Okay. Wade Byers, by the way, because there has to be one of these. I love the Whistler, both of them. Lifetime Vandy fan. It's amazing to me how much this bothers so many people. Just makes me love it more.
And that's fine. And he's choosing, and by saying that, he's choosing Byers.
Yes,
lifetime
cool.
agitator, right?
That's fine.
Cool.
You can still come to cookout.
Cool.
Todd Rundgren is 73, Mo.
Loved him in The Lord of the Rings.
You sure did. You didn't see him in it, but you might have loved him in it.
What was he in?
He's a musician as well.
You're not even giving hints today.
Meryl Streep is 72.
I know who.
What's
Meryl
your favorite
Streep is.
Song of hers?
No, she was an actress.
Ah, he caught you.
The Devil Wears Prada.
That's Look. Right.
Hey,
I already said that. I already told you that's my. That's my Guy Card movie, right?
What? Oh yeah. You
love Devil Wears Prada.
Devil Wears Prada.
Is that the only one he's going to get right today, Jason?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that was good right was there. Good.
Cyndi Lauper is 68.
Cyndi Lauper? Why do I know her name? Full House? Did she go to jail for the school education scam in California?
That'd be Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin?
I was close.
Or Felicity Huffman.
Loughlin and Lauper, so you're going to say I was close?
Close?
No, you weren't.
I don't get partial credit.
Shut up. STFU. No.
I don't get credit.
No.
Yeah. What about, are we grading this on a curve?
We never graded on a curve.
God, dog.
Because there's no one else taking the test, Mo.
You done messed up, Aaron!
You don't get a curve. There's no curve when there's nobody else involved.
I thought we were a team.
How do you have a curve when you're the only one?
That's a valid point.
Curves come in supermodels, not in number one test answers.
Hey, man.
Well, somebody did go to Knoxville, didn't he?
Brandon Tower, he got one today. Benny Mike is right. That was close.
No.
No, it's really
not.
No,
it's not.
That is wrong and ridiculous.
The only part that was close was Law. That was it. In their
Cindy
names.
Lauper, pretty famous musician from the 80s. Did the theme song too? The Goonies.
Definitely don't know that one. My bad for fans of her and her. Sorry.
I'm just waiting for Buck to text me. WTF is a Cindy Lauper.
No. Shout out to Buck.
Bruce Campbell is 63.
Bruce Campbell.
I don't expect you to know this.
But you should. No,
I'm not going to say should. No, I'm not going to say should.
No, you're right. You probably should. No.
Batman Returns. Bruce Wayne's sidekick. Nope.
Played a character named Ash in a movie called The Evil Dead. Also Army of Darkness.
A lot
of
B-movies.
Which is a pretty big-time cult classic. He was also Sam Axe in Burn Notice for about 8 years. Great show.
A lot of B-movies, basically.
Yeah. In a few popular shows.
Carson Daly's 48.
Carson Daly, the talk show host?
Okay.
There we go.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll work.
Where'd he start his career, Mo? What was the thing he was known for most?
He was the kid on Sister, Sister, the TV show.
Ah, nice.
What if I give you these letters? Will this help? TRL.
TRL. Yep.
What? Yep.
TV.
Okay.
What does TRL stand for?
What does TRL stand for?
You
are right, MTV.
Time spent listening.
Yes, no. The real life.
No.
Total Request Live.
Cool. That's what I got for that one.
Donald Faison is 47.
Hey, now. Donald Faison, Clueless. Yep. White skin guy. Was also in Scrubs, right?
There you go.
Hey.
What color is he?
Scrubs is the thing he's probably most known
for. There we go.
Vanilla.
Vanilla. He is vanilla. More caramel, mocha.
Yeah, a little more mocha.
Yeah, absolutely. Mocha. Did he have braces in one of those movies? Yeah, it's Clueless.
Braces in.
And he also actually came back to do the TV adaptation of it.
Yeah, sure did.
As well.
You have three right today.
That's a
win. I told you I thought he was going to do okay.
This is great.
Hey, Britt Hume is 78, Moan.
Not a chance.
Absolutely, I got this. I know who that is. He was in the Hurt Locker.
He covered Wars. He's been a long-time news correspondent for Fox.
Well, he was in a lot of black exploitation movies like the Mac. Nope.
You stupid idiot.
What about Dolomite? I know I've said that one before. I feel like he would be in that movie with Rudy Ray Moore. Come on now.
Let me just ask you this question real fast. Why do you think Britt Hume would be in Dolomite?
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds like he would be in it.
Yeah, have you ever heard Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yeah.
That's Cyndi Lauper.
Sounds like a soundtrack to Dolomite to me.
No.
It's a pimp movie.
What if everything go back to Dolomite?
That's because it's such a ridiculous movie. That
Dolomite
is so
a
good.
Ridiculous movie.
Ain't it?
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Moan, Erin Brockovich is 60.
Erin Brockovich loved her as a love interest in Purple Rain.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
When I say Erin Brockovich, what do you think of, Mo?
The movie.
Okay.
Okay.
And what is that?
Clueless on what you're trying to get out of me here.
I'm just trying to ask you who Erin Brockovich is.
The lead role in the movie, Erin Brockovich.
Erin Brockovich was the character, but it was a real person.
Oh.
Because it was a story.
Huh.
With Julia Roberts playing Erin Brockovich, I think winning the Academy Award, if I'm not mistaken.
Did she? She won the Academy Award?
For that.
Huh. Interesting. You gave me somebody.
She was an activist. She was like an investigator going after bad water that was hurting people.
Like Flint?
Yeah, similar.
Okay.
Dan Brown's 57, Mo.
Dan Brown, Antonio Brown's uncle.
That actually could be true.
Uncle Dan, it could be true.
I can't even demerit him for it because there's actually a possibility that could be true. Dan Brown.
only Dan we know is
Danny Brown.
Lieutenant Dan. Forrest Gump.
That's the only Dan you know?
Oh.
You didn't play with a Dan?
Dan Williams, I played. Dan McCullers also.
How many Dans do you know?
Dan McCullers, Dan Williams.
Before we get to the break, how many Dans do you know?
Danny Brown.
Yep.
Dan Marino.
Dan Fielding.
Never heard of him.
No, but how many actual Dans?
Actual Dans I know? Like three or four. That's about it.
All right.
Wasn't a popular name growing up for me. wasn't. It wasn't. Dan, the man. Oh, Dan Rooney.
That's an important one.
That's probably that's one.
Pretty important.
Kind of waiting for that one.
Pretty important for you on that one.
Dan Rooney.
He took care of your family very well.
He took care of his, too.
Fair.
Fair.
Both are fair.
Both are fair.
Who's the most famous, Dan?
Marino.
Maybe.
Snyder?
No.
I'd
say Rather's probably up there.
Daniel and Goliath.
Daniel Day-Lewis. He's a Dan.
It's not Daniel and Goliath, Moan. It's David and Goliath.
Daniel and Goliath.
Daniel was in the lion's den.
Daniel was in the lion's den. I'm flubbed out.
Also, Daniel-san.
Daniel-san.
Brought a kid.
Always there's a Dan the man. So many.
There is a Dan the man in everyone's life. I think that's actually true. Everyone does have a Dan the man. Yeah.
Who's the most famous Dan?
Who's the most famous Dan?
I was asking a question. Dan Patrick?
Dan.
Another one you can put in that list?
Are you a fan of Dan Patrick?
I think Dan Patrick's a nice guy. I know a couple of the Danettes.
What is that? He's got great personality?
About Dan Radcliffe. You know who that is?
Dan Radcliffe. Why do I know Dan Radcliffe?
Harry Potter.
I said Daniel. Why?
Harry Potter.
I'm helping him out.
Stop!
I got three right today.
You did get three. He got three right. Yes.
Most famous Dan right now? Kneecap biter.
Get that guy up out of here.
We got Kayla Anderson on it. Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
There it is. We'll be right back with Kayla Anderson. It's Jay Martin and Moan, 104.5 The Zone.
Gosh, you really think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
So
I came in hot.
Oh. So famous Dan's has become the thing. We did it with Ed's. We're doing it with Dan's. And some of you are just going through it right now.
Lieutenant.
On a Zone TV. Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Dan.
Dapper.
Dapper Dan. Somebody you mentioned earlier, Danica.
No, that was said on Twitter. Danica Patrick.
Danica.
Danny DeVito.
How did I miss that one?
Danny Trejo.
Danny Werfel.
Danny Werfel.
Who once robbed a Home Depot in Florida. But it was somebody, it was like a middle-aged black man. Robbed a Home Depot but called himself Danny Werfel.
And they thought
it was the Danny Werfel, and it was while Danny Werfel was playing at Florida.
Danny Trejo may be the best Danny.
Yes.
Can you imagine working at Home Depot in Florida during the Danny Werfel era and thinking that was Danny Werfel?
Wow.
Man, them people don't pay attention to Florida football.
Dan Dierdorf.
Cam Newton stole a laptop once, right?
Yeah, he did.
What's wrong with you, Benny, Mike?
James Winston stole crab legs.
Dan Quayle?
Dan Quayle.
Lieutenant Dan is the name of my ball python. Says
Benny. I thought you just said.
I don't want to say what I thought you said.
I didn't think Python was being said after that word.
I don't know what y'all thought was being said after. You have to tell me off air.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right, Benny Mike, because he ain't got no legs. Benny Mike, you, top Benny. Observation right there. I don't even know if I forgot to give one out off the top, but I'm giving one now. Benny Mike, Lieutenant Dan is the name of my ball python because he ain't got no legs. Not getting better than that today.
Solid.
We welcome in WKRN's Kayla Anderson.
I came in hot.
Kayla, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. You guys seriously have that cut now, don't you? I came in hot.
Got to be real careful what you say on these airwaves.
That's incredible. I'm doing fabulous. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing well. So tell us why the Vandy Whistler is the worst thing on earth.
Okay, so I had this conversation yesterday with the sports crew in the office, and for anybody who is listening to the Vandy Whistler for the first time, yeah, I mean, it's a lot to handle, especially if you're from the other team and you're going, what in the heck is this guy doing for the entire game? This is so annoying, and when it comes down to it, yes. Anything at that high of a pitch throughout a whole baseball game is very annoying. However, I have been listening to the Whistler for past four seasons now, and I have also done a story on the Whistler. There are two of them, actually. And so I have a little bit more appreciation for the background of it, but that does not make up for how annoying it is. I have just now become immune to it, in a way. It just is something I'm used to, I guess. Is that fair?
It's fair.
It's fair.
It's still so obnoxious, though, Kayla. Like, I've lived here. I've seen this whole thing, too. It's just like, I don't want to have to mute Vanderbilt baseball or even think about some sideshow because they're such a good organization, such a well-run organization. Corbin has so much respect. Like, you don't need this. Like, this is a gimmick that you do in, like, a bad minor league club on Brockmire. This is not what you do on West End when you have a two-time College World Series championship organization.
And I think that's a fair point, especially because you talk about just what Tim Corbin has built there in terms of tradition and the respect for the entire program. But it's hard, especially when I think people are now talking about this because it's the postseason, right? And we're seeing these games on national TV, and it's not just our region, it's people from all over the country. And then when people start talking about that, it takes away from the actual team and what they're doing and what these players are doing, because people are more worried about the Vandy Whistler and how it's just annoying to watch the broadcast. And it does, I do know it does turn some people away from really watching an entire Vanderbilt game. Or like you said, you feel like you got to mute the TV. So that's, I think, the frustrating part, because I don't want anything taken away from Corbin and his guys, because we all know how hard they work to get that program to where it is. And it's in my opinion, one of the most elite in the country. So it is. It's a weird thing.
Kayla, it's just such a love-hate relationship with trying to cheer for the entire state and just be like, yes, we got two teams in it, and it really cuts down the middle when it's a choose a side. So Vandy says Tennessee isn't prepared for the College World Series. Tennessee fans say shut the Whistler up. Is this not the best thing ever for this sport, though? Like, seriously, imagine whenever this season ends, next year is going to be pick your poison on who you're going to support between Tennessee and Vandy.
And that's such a good point, too, because, I mean, any type of publicity, in my eyes, is good publicity, unless you're doing something really crazy. So right now, the focus in terms of Tennessee in June is baseball, which is a beautiful thing because, first of all, I'm a baseball fan, so I'm a little bit biased, but it's two college programs at that. So you can't complain about the attention that these two teams are getting, even though it's kind of, you're having fun with it, right, with the fan bases,
yeah,
picking on each other a little bit. But that's okay because people are watching. People are learning about maybe the Tennessee Volunteers for the first time and what Tony Vitello has built there and what Corbin continues to do at Vanderbilt and the players he brings in. It doesn't matter what year they are. It seems like they just keep on producing and getting to the College World Series. So anytime you have two teams, not only from the SEC, but you're representing the whole country in the College World Series, that's a really good thing for our state.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us something to talk about as well, which in June, guys, I don't know about you, but when we're waiting on Titans camp to come back, it's kind of nice to have something to talk about that's on a national level at that.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And today Tennessee's got a game. Hey, win or go home.
Yeah.
I want to ask you what's the significance of it, but that sounds like a Magic Johnson question. When it's broken down, it's like, yeah, well, of course they got to win, Mo. But what will it mean for this team, though, if they do win and advance on past Texas, the other UT, this afternoon?
Well, first, I think that the burnt orange has – I just am not a fan of the burnt orange. Just
thank you.
Not. And it's, you know, it's the Battle of Orange today, and I'm completely – if it was just on that alone, I would say balls all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they got to do something on the field. But no, I think this is a really good opportunity for Tony Vitello and these guys to really get maybe a fresh start, a fresh energy. They know in that first game they didn't play their baseball, their type of baseball. I think there were some nerves, despite what anyone says. Just being on that stage, you know, for the first time in a really long time, I think this is going to be a reset, though, and I have faith in how he's going to get his guys recharged. So if they can get this game today, I think there could be some good things coming from then on forth. I know it's really hard to come out of the loser's bracket, you guys, in the College World Series, but this team, if there's a team that can do it, I think this team can do it. We've seen what they've done all season long. They need to get the bats going. That's a really important piece to this. But I do think they can get it done today and kind of get some re-energized kind of feeling within this team.
What were you more surprised by, Kayla, the performance that Tennessee ran into from Virginia or the pitching performance from NC State that was even able to blank Leiter, who pitched out of his mind yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, that to me, I think, was there. First of all, we're talking about two teams right now. You just mentioned Virginia and NC State. That there are those teams got extremely hot going into the College World Series, okay? And those teams, that happened in the College World Series, where you're going to have these teams that are going to get really, really hot, and they're really fun to cheer for, not for us, but for other fans, because it's like, oh, there's a Cinderella story. Both those teams are those stories coming in to this season. So both Vandy and the Vols have run into these teams, unfortunately, at a bad time. Now, whether or not that will happen and they'll keep going on, I don't know. But I think yesterday was really shocking with NC State, just for the fact that we said, I mean, their pitching was lights out. We all knew Leiter would probably have that stuff, and he did. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, when Vanderbilt can't get the bats going, that was a little bit shocking to me, because they've always come up clutch when they've needed to. And I was really even thinking into the ninth inning, they're going to get something. You know, this is going to happen. They've done this all season where just when you think they're done, they get right back in it. So to me, that was really surprising that NC State went out there and did that on a national stage and just shut them down.
Were you at all surprised that, I mean, if you looked at the strike zone early in that game from Heifel, it set Vandy's hitters up to believe in one thing. And then when NC State brought in their kid out of the bullpen, that kid was throwing low. And all of those balls were being called strikes as well. I felt kind of sorry for Vanderbilt's hitters there, because it's just like, well, they've been looking at this the entire game. Now they're looking at stuff below the knees that's being called a strike.
And that's the thing. I mean, I guess a little bit of inconsistency there in terms of the call at the plate. And that's a fair point. I mean, because when you're looking at things all night long, and that's the strike zone, and that's what he's delivering, and then he comes in and he's going a little bit lower, and it throws the guys off. And because they're calling strikes down here now, it's almost like messing with your mind at the plate.
Right.
It's hard to get anything going at that point. But that's something that, you know, they're going to run into them again if they can get past Stanford on Wednesday, and they're going to have to make some major adjustments. The good thing is, I think they can do that. The bad thing is the rest in terms of pitchers for Vanderbilt.
So with that type of stuff that's going on, and I know umpires are humans, and you all, I always tell people, if there's a bad call, you gotta factor in the human element. Like, it's gonna miss or mess up something. But baseball has had that discussion of, I don't know if you want to call it robot umps or just having an enhanced umpiring behind the plate as far as plays being made. Would you rather have the human being behind it, or would you rather have the machines that says, hey, look, I have a better eye? Which one would you rather have if this is a discussion to be had?
Yeah, well, I'm a baseball traditionalist, so okay. I don't mind some changes to the game to enhance it. But if you're, I mean, baseball is baseball, right? And I just can't see something like that being, I couldn't really get behind that, because I think part of it is kind of the human error part of the game, and umpires aren't perfect. We know that. But at the same time, it's not like every game, you know, throughout a whole game, there's bad calls. One time, two times, you're gonna run into it sometimes. It is part of the game, unfortunately. But I would have a hard time having a robot behind the plate. I just think it would take so much away from the game and just its pastime, right?
Right, it would. Kayla, so you know it's the offseason. Something that was, I don't know, it's kind of weird happened yesterday in the sports world. Football side of things is somebody riding around with an Uzi. Now, Kayla, are you riding around the main streets of Nashville with an Uzi in the front seat?
No.
I just got to ask.
Absolutely.
What the hell kind of question is that, Ramon?
You got to ask Kayla, man.
What is going on? We don't need that, Ramon.
I had to ask.
You don't need jailhouse snacks, man. We can be free today.
We can be free.
We can be free. You were saying pricing Uzis before the show.
What?
Now, wait. If you get some sort of setup where you got, like, super soaker, like, to another level, and you lined up and you're going down the streets of Broadway super soaking people on a 100-and-something day,
yeah,
I'm all about that.
Okay. I was just wondering because I'm like, there was no need for that. If it is, you shouldn't be traveling on that side of town.
How are you comparing her to Frank Clark? I'm still trying to figure out how this worked in
Kayla got to protect herself in these
Like, when you were filtering these questions through your head to ask Auntie Kayla, hey, do you got an Uzi in your purse? You know, I didn't think that'd be one of them today, Ramon.
I got pepper spray.
See? Not a Uzi though.
Yeah, quite different.
Okay.
I don't even I'm just sitting here dumbfounded right now.
That's the show.
This is why we don't let you ask the funny jokes, Ramon.
He never surprises me.
Exactly.
That makes one of us.
But, two of us.
Oh, it's just somebody said Kayla is more of a sawed off shotgun kind of girl.
I would take that as a compliment.
He also said when you came on the show, is this the girl that doesn't like cartoons?
Oh, no. You get out. We are not going backwards, folks. We are not going backwards.
It's amazing, though. I don't know which take is more polarizing. The Vandy Whistler is okay or Shrek sucks.
Now, I did not. Do not twist my words again. I did not say okay. I just was trying to give both sides to the story.
Yeah.
It is annoying.
Okay.
It is annoying.
So Shrek is? I know. I know you find Shrek annoying.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Look at them. I cannot believe it.
I know.
I cannot. I like Ben and Jerry.
Hey, but on a different note, though, Kayla, I had to lighten it up before I asked this question. Now, Tennessee did have something happen yesterday on campus. A young kid, Caden Salter. We hadn't really touched on it at all. But we've all gone to college, at least been on campus, partied in it, and did all of that. When it comes down to mistakes being made, you can make a mistake.
It's making multiples. Mm-hmm.
But the multiple ones with the same type of effect as a quarterback. Unacceptable, Kayla. What do you take of this situation with him with the Mr. Beaner drug stop?
Yeah, this is tough, guys, because this is when it gets into a category for me that there's some misguidance. There hasn't been guidance or misguidance or just things have not happened for this kid in terms of moving in the right direction after mm-hmm. making one mistake and not learning from it. And I don't know, several factors could play into that. I don't know him personally. But, you know, at some point you've got to sit here and say, look, I'm a quarterback. I play for the Tennessee Volunteers. I have this great opportunity. Mm-hmm. I messed up once. And you got to take ownership. And to mess up twice, to me, at this point, it is in a way unacceptable. And it just because you're in that big of a program where things are trying to be turned around right now and you need guys that you know you can count on. And unfortunately, I don't wish anything in terms of these young kids having to go in these directions and right. get in trouble. And I want them to learn from it. But unfortunately, they don't all learn from it. And at what point do you just have to say, we got to part ways? Because you keep giving them chances. They keep messing up. That's a waste of time. And there's somebody who could come in here who wants it more, who's going to not make mistakes. That's just how it is, right?
Yeah. Kayla, who's your favorite Dan? We've been talking about favorite Dans in the hour, so now we're gonna throw you on the spot. Say, who's your favorite Dan?
Dude, I love Danny DeVito. How do you not?
That's fair.
He's so awesome, little Danny DeVito. I mean, hello,
little Danny DeVito.
What's wrong with you, Kayla?
Here comes the mean girl, Kayla.
Well, he is though. He is. I mean, it's part of his act. Danny DeVito. I love Danny DeVito.
What's your favorite Danny DeVito role, Kayla?
Cheers.
Oh, wait, what?
You made a guest appearance in Cheers.
Your favorite appearance of Danny DeVito was a guest thinking. Appearance? His ex-wife was
what
in
What about
it.
Matilda?
I have not seen Matilda.
What about the Batman movie he was in?
He was Matilda. Florida, wasn't he?
Ooh, that's, yeah.
What about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Never heard of it.
All 40
that
seasons.
That is a great show. Okay, I take that back. My husband made me watch that show.
There it is.
And he is so funny in that. Like, it's on another level for Danny DeVito and It's Always Sunny.
So you were talking about your cartoon. You were trying to defend your cartoon takes. And you've been called out because you said, hey, I like Ben and Jerry. And I was like, cool, ice cream, but what does that have to do with cartoons? I think you meant Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. I'm sorry, guys. And you know what? I did this the other day, too, when I was talking to somebody about this. I was telling them that I like Tom and Jerry, and I said Ben and Jerry. Mm-hmm. And it took them a minute to, like, think about it. And they were like, well, of course you like Ben and Jerry. It's, like, the best ice cream. And then I said, oh, my goodness, Tom and Jerry. You guys called me out. There I go. I'm going to get crushed on Twitter now.
Hey, Kayla, it felt right to me, okay? It felt right to me.
It felt right to you?
I don't. Oh, my goodness.
You're not wrong with me, okay? They're the judge. I'm like, you know what? It sounded right, felt right, good with me, Kayla. Don't explain yourself to these people. You're good.
Ben and Jerry's, I'm all about that too, people. Tom and Jerry need a Ben and Jerry's ice cream. There you go.
Yeah, I'm with that.
There it is.
We can get behind that.
Yeah, we can get behind that. Boom. All right, appreciate you, Kayla.
Thank you.
As always.
Hey, appreciate you. And hey, guess what, guys? I'm going to come in studio live one day soon. And
yeah, you are.
Just want to tell you that.
Yeah, you are. We're going to kick Ramon out. You can just co-host the show.
Kayla, don't co-sign that.
She just said sweet.
See, Kayla, now, okay, there you go. That's why you ride around with an Uzi.
Oh, love it, guys. Man,
Thank
I
you,
always
Kayla.
Have fun.
Thank you, Kayla. I'm going to put her on hold so she doesn't have to say goodbye a fifth time. You can make it so awkward by just sitting there at the end of those conversations.
And just letting them just breathe.
Like
on
when
the
you
phone.
Say thank you to somebody in a text message,
yeah,
and they send you back your welcome, and then they ask you something or they say something else where you could thank them again. What's the proper response? Thank you for that. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Or silence.
Silence is probably the best.
Next appearance is her going to say, she's going to say, I got pepper spray. That'll be on the next one. We're going to have a whole Kayla Anderson catalog.
So
she's going to have her own soundboard.
Mm-hmm. We're working on it.
The old Doug Matthews soundboard is going to be updated to Kayla Anderson.
Spot the lie. Where you wrong at?
What's amazing is Danny DeVito was in Matilda.
I told you.
No, that was right. Yeah. He was right.
Taxi would have been another fair answer.
Yeah.
But it's a little.
Taxi
might
may be
little,
an age thing, though.
I would say so. Cheers was hilarious.
You calling Jason old?
Well, no, I watch Taxi too. I'm in that same boat.
Are you calling yourself old?
Older than you, which is factual.
Casey, that's a fair point. Just put read, like one of those texts where it's like read at. That way you don't have to respond to it.
What about for the Android?
I always like for people to wonder if I've seen their message.
So, Kayla, do you carry an Uzi in your purse? You have one in your car.
Cousin Paxton added up.
Dumbest question.
Cousin Paxton was just like, what the heck was that?
And we got the MNPD listening, Ramon.
Hey, if
he's doing backflips off of walls, and now you're on a watch list.
If she got
all of a sudden,
license,
Kayla, she's going to be driving down the road.
Second Amendment, baby. That's all I'm telling you. As long as she got her license, she's good to go. You can buy whatever
right
you want.
Right to bear arms and right to be dumb.
She'd need a class 3 license to have an Uzi, dog.
No, you don't.
To have an Uzi?
No.
I'm pretty sure she'd need something.
A license, that's it. You need something else to get a silencer. It's getting dark, guys. We got to go to break.
Jay Martin Ramon, good Lord. 104.5 The Zone.
I came in hot.
Jay Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Our thanks to Kayla Anderson. Our thanks to Chris Lee of NewsSports.com.
Yeah.
And there was a third guest.
Steve
Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus. Last and certainly least.
I'll take you about that first chair over there, Jay. As it's on the screen that you're looking at right now on.
Hey, I like Ben and Jerry.
TV.
When Kayla Anderson comes in studio, I think she just might become a permanent co-host.
She might.
I'm serious.
It might happen.
We already
Somebody's
going to
get the boot.
No, did permanent co-host having, means in addition to the people in the show.
We're just
know,
adding.
But you already offered up my chair to her.
I mean, you did do that.
You did kind of offer.
JKR.
Just kidding, Ramon.
Almost threw this bottle of water.
That.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's well done.
I'm looking at my stairs. I threw it on the relay. Delay.
What?
Can you talk today? Has that been difficult for
you? Coming from the guy during the break that was like, he's juicy mouthed it.
I'm juicy mouthed.
That was him.
Yeah, I know.
And then I had to try and look. Was it Puff Daddy?
No. Who? It was the actor. No.
It was Jamie Foxx.
Was making fun of the coach in Any Given Sunday.
Oh, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Okay.
You remember, he was like,
I couldn't think of who it was.
He was real juicy mouthed.
Yeah, I remember. I was doing the bit, but I couldn't remember who he was talking about.
Yeah, Al Pacino.
I'm pricing La Marzocco.
I was going to say
Strada espresso machines at 21 grand right now.
Hold up. I missed that.
You're going to make the Brentwood joke, then I'm going to look up $21,000 espresso makers.
Auntie Erin has been sending you expensive stuff all day.
Has she?
On Twitter all day.
Auntie Erin, you're better than
this. I'm on a few coffee mailing lists, so.
That is the most Jason thing of all time.
The most Brentwood thing I've heard of in a long time.
East Nashville thing of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Who's on a coffee mailing list? I want to answer, but I don't want that answer. It might be more popular than I know.
No.
It ain't?
I don't want to know.
I wouldn't believe you. What you smirking about over there?